Once again, high 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday. And how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see.
All right, guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into
our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day from 9 to noon. Third hour of News and Views underway. We'll wrap up noonish. Turn these microphones over to Dan Morris and Joey Clark. Let them finish out their day, finish out their three-hour show. And then Greg Bedell will come in and join Joey for another 3 hours. And then Joey sits solo for an hour. Seven consecutive hours for Joey Clark. That's incredible. Our number, 272-9228. So Emmanuel Macron sucks. The Kay Ivey story's boring. Guess what happened today, Jack Campbell?
I have no idea, Baron.
Canada has become the world's largest marijuana marketplace.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah, I saw there's a good side and a downside to this. Apparently, there's been chaos up there in the marijuana industry, and a lot of people are losing everything through the marijuana industry, and some people are making a lot of money. It's really hit or miss, and That kind of thing terrifies me, because what's going to end up happening is any excuse to make this a negative experience, they're going to use. So they'll go find some person who, you know, went into the marijuana business and, you know, lost their life savings, and they're going to go out there and point out how that means it's a terrible industry and things, you know, can't trust it and everything's going to go wrong and the government's got to bail everyone out and try to scare other people off from doing this. Look, Big Pharma does not want legalized marijuana. Big Pharma does not want legalized marijuana. Study after study, you know, anecdote after anecdote, people get on cannabinoids, I guess is how you pronounce it, whether CBD oils or marijuana oils, you know, full spectrum oils, and they get better. They get better. And they don't have the problems that they had before. They don't have to get addicted to prescription drugs. They don't have to do as many doctor's visits. And anyway, they have an 8% cap, I see, in this story, an 8% cap on retail pot profits. So they're going to try to make their money on other stuff other than the marijuana itself. Because essentially, if you just do the math, you got to sell about $250,000 worth of marijuana just to make 20 grand. And that didn't even pay one person to grow all that marijuana. So I don't know how they're going to pull this off with these ridiculous rules. It's like they want to make it legal, but then they want to hamstring everybody and make sure they can't actually do it correctly. But it is now the world's largest marketplace for marijuana. Canada is. From sea to shining sea, legalized pot. We'll see if it helps them. You know, I'm not a big fan of Canada. Let's see if this helps Canada. I don't know if it'll help them or not.
You certainly are not a big fan of Canada.
No, I'm not at all. But, you know, add this to their maple syrup and their terrible beer and their affinity for moose, and maybe we'll have something. 272-9228. Who's this?
Gene?
What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I appreciate you cutting back on all that time for people to talk, get to the point, and get the heck off.
You do
like
that?
My point is, oh, yes, I do. Because, honestly, on some of your callers, I got to know them. I turn the radio off 3 to 5 minutes and then turn it back on.
Well, don't do that now. You'll miss content.
Well, I know. That's why I don't do it now. But my point is, when y'all was talking about it briefly about things going extinct, there is one thing I wish would go extinct, and that would be stupidity. And that way we could probably get rid of Democrats, too.
I don't look for that to happen, amigo. Thank you. That's a great caller right there. Compliment the hosts. Compliment the new format.
Trash the Democrats and get off.
Get the hell off the line. You know, we don't need to sit there and BS. No, listen, the new caller seminar, the reason it's gone so well is because we have the best callers in any talk radio market in America. If we had the lousy callers some of these markets have to put up with, trust me, it would not be going as well. But our callers are dynamite. Our callers are absolutely dynamite. Someone called in, was it yesterday or Monday, Jack? Did someone called in asking for our opinion on the Honduras train of people that were coming up here?
Yeah, somebody wanted to know a little about it.
Have you seen how it ended?
No.
Okay. So Donald Trump takes to the stage and says, oh, you have political leaders leading a bunch of migrants to the United States and you're going to try to make a political point? Well, we're going to take the hundreds of millions of dollars we give you in foreign aid away. We're going to take it away. You're not going to get it this year if you don't stop it. Here's the headline from Reuters. Honduras, Guatemala moved to stop migrant caravan after Trump threats. They went into Mexico and arrested their own people on foreign soil and dragged their asses back to Honduras and Mexico to end this thing. You want
You want to see the difference between Donald Trump and everyone else?
That's called balls.
Yes, that's the difference. Yes, he says crazy stuff on Twitter. You know why I like that? Because when he says something to the leadership of Honduras and Guatemala, they go, is he being for real?
Yeah, I know.
Is he really going to stop?
I saw that yesterday when the guy called. I said, well, Trump's threatening to cut off aid. And by God, he did.
The organizer of a migrant caravan from Honduras was detained on foreign soil on Tuesday as the U.S. government threatened to withdraw aid from both countries and El Salvador if the flow of migrants north to the United States was not stopped. Up to 3,000 migrants, according to organizers' estimates, crossed from Honduras into Guatemala on a trek northward after a standoff on Monday with police in riot gear. Honduran Foreign Ministry called on its citizens not to join the group. They urged Hondurans to taking part in this irregular mobilization not to be used by a movement that is clearly political. And then they went and arrested the people and brought them back to Honduras. This, my friends, this is why we elected Donald J. Trump. This is why he was marketable.
People are tired of us getting pushed around. I'm here to tell you. I talk to people all the time. They say, Jack. No, but when I talk to people, they're like, you know, I asked somebody, what do you like about Trump the other day? And he said, because he doesn't take any S from all these other countries that have been taking advantage of us for decades.
Someone just had the gall to text me and say, what do you have against Canada?
Oh, but let's not go into that.
I'm not
going to
go into. I just responded and said they stole $16 from me in 2001. That's enough. Everyone should be able to understand that. And they owe me, with interest, about $22. Give me my $22 back, I'll get off Canada's back. But it's a lousy country. A lousy, lousy country. We should have never allowed them to exist. We should have just taken it when we had the nukes. We should have just gone north. We don't even need all of Canada. We just need like 100 miles inland in Canada. We just need to go like 100. We need to push like Minnesota and Wisconsin and Washington and Wyoming and all that. We just need to, or Montana, need to push it north. North Dakota, push it north. New York, congratulations. You got new soil up here. It's called Toronto. Montreal, it's yours. You can have it. I guess we'll give Toronto to Michigan. It's right there. And there's
a bunch of libs, too.
I know. We'll have to come in. Re-educate them because they're brainwashed morons. You know, and their leader, by the way, is the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro. Justin Castro, the one with the fake eyebrows. Only a head of state in Canada would have eyebrows that fall off while he's speaking. And they look like a caterpillar trying to escape, you know, crawling down his face.
What was that all about?
They had fake eyebrows. They had fake eyebrows. That's Justin Castro, the leader of
Canada. I don't believe that's what he calls himself, Baron.
Well, he calls himself Trudeau, but he's Fidel Castro's son.
Because his mom laid up with Fidel?
9 months before he was born, yeah. She was in Cuba with the revolution. This guy is nuts. Why do you people elect people like this? If I could just be on the air in Canada, we could have an effect. We could have a real effect. Talk to Canadians. Talk to them frankly. Put us on the air in Montreal. I'll learn French. Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Welcome in to... Oh, the people have called us French Republicans. Oui, oui. Welcome in to Talk Radio. This is your humble talk show host.
Please do not get Danielle stirred up.
We will be talking today about why Justin Trudeau is a traitorous, treasonous son of bitch. And he is illegitimate son of Fidel Castro.
Some people say he's dumb as a box of rocks. I don't know. I don't ever pay any attention to him. Guess you're not going to comment on that.
No. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock. We'll be back.
The
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Keep your hands to yourself.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day from 9 to noon. Third hour, well, I guess 21 minutes underway.
How you doing?
39 minutes left in the program. I want to tell everybody about my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. If you, let me say this. Everybody in town should immediately start looking at their jewelry collection. And you should start really considering your jewelry collection. Say, is this something I'm just holding on to because I'm holding on to it? Is this something I would ever wear again?
Or is this something that could be worth $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 that I could use to pay off a credit card or pay off a student loan or pay a couple of years of college tuition, okay? Troop Booth could put money in your pocket. He needs those diamonds. What he does is he repurposes those diamonds. He repurposes those diamonds. He puts them in new jewelry settings, or actually in old jewelry settings, antique heirloom quality jewelry, and he mixes and matches, and he improves the quality of the jewelry he gets in by putting beautiful diamonds in beautiful settings and mixing them and matching them together. And then he's able to repurpose and give life to your old, beautiful, antique heirloom quality settings and your diamonds, those beautiful diamonds you bring into him. And he I'm telling you, that's how he does it. People say, where does he get all this beautiful jewelry? Well, he gets it from people right here in the River Region who take it to him to be valued, and then they see what a fair price he offers them, and they accept it, and he moves on with life. I'm telling you, it's a great, great business. Heirloom Jewelers, one of the truly great businesses in town. And look, if you're paying, if you got a $10,000 credit card at 25% interest, you're paying $200-something a month in interest on top of the $10,000 you got to pay down. Well, if you got a ring sitting in the back of your jewelry closet somewhere, your jewelry drawer somewhere, and you're never going to wear it, well, that ring could wipe out that whole debt. Just think about it that way. Think about it that way. Get into Heirloom Jewelers when you get the opportunity. Heirloom Jewelers when you get the opportunity. And talk to Troop Booth. He'll get you squared away. Great guy. GIA, gemological genius, certified over there. So go talk to him on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Tommy, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned Macron a little bit ago, and you talk about Canada. Have you... did you hear Nikki Haley's speech she gave a couple of years ago about the Muslim migration to France and Europe and just the birth rate and that and how like 40 to 50 years the France is going to find themselves speaking a different language? It is so bad.
Yeah, it's kind of masked if you look at the demographic. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I have looked at this. If you look at the demographics of France right now, it's like 10% Muslim or something, and people say, well, it's just 10%. But the reality is the native French aren't having children. The Muslims are, and the vast majority of those Muslims are under the age of 25 that are there. And so what you end up with, if you look at the population under the age of 25 of Muslim, it's like 45% Muslim. And rising because they're reproducing in the native French or not. Well, that's all fine, well, and good, but you start talking about when you get on the continent of Europe, you start talking about nuclear powers. You start talking about traditional... I remember... I'm glad you brought this up, Tommy. I remember when I was a kid, everything was Soviet Union and the United States. Those were the two big global superpowers, and that was it. And I had a globe in my room, and I was looking at it, And my mother explained to me, it was talking about France and Germany and these that were at one time also superpowers. But, you know, little 7-8-year-old Baron didn't quite understand that because he's looking at this little rinky-dink island in North Africa, North Atlantic, and saying, how could the United Kingdom ever be a global superpower? It's a little dinky island in the North Atlantic. How could France ever be a superpower? Portugal, Spain. I mean, these people did. The reality is... they were, and in a lot of respects still are. They have the economy to show for it from centuries of the preparation that went into what they are today. And if you just hand that off to a bunch of savages, well, that ain't going to end well. That ain't going to end well.
Well, the other thought I had, you mentioned Canada. Back when we had the threat of the liberal migration north, I did a little research on what it would cost to move to Canada and what the requirements are, and it's crazy. I don't think folks understand. Come to the United States, it's expensive to do it legally, but to let folks across the border illegally is crazy, especially when stories I was reading were that people that were in their 60s and 70s that wanted to go visit their grandkids were told no because the socialist government of Canada didn't want them being a drain on their society. They were afraid they'd come and stay and drain all the resources.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Tommy. Well, there he goes. Let me tell you, he brings up a very real demographic problem. He brings up a very real... very, very real demographic problem. If you missed the first hour of the program, Jack, you wanted good news. I finally found the story I was looking for. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are currently 7 million job openings in the United States right now. 7 million job openings. And if you look at it, I mean, mining and logging, construction, manufacturing, trade, information, financial activities, professional and business services, education and health services, leisure and hospitality, government jobs. I mean, there are jobs aplenty in this country right now. There really are jobs aplenty. And workers, this is a workers' market. The workers' market. So keep that in mind as you wander around the world right now. I mean, things are really going well in the United States. Over 7 million jobs available, and year-over-year wage gains. This is the number I was looking for earlier. 3.3%. 3.3% year-over-year wage gains. It's been a long time. Been a long, long time since we've had 3.3% year-over-year wage gains, and those are going to continue to go up. Those are going to continue to go up. So we'll pay attention to those. Who's this?
Cooper.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you've probably covered this, but who appoints the parole board?
The governor.
Does anybody else have an appointment on there?
I can look. Go ahead with your question.
Well, I'm just wondering, you think maybe, hopefully she's just waiting until after the election to fire them all?
No, I think she's waiting until after the election to go back to business as usual. She just, you know, this whole scandal that popped up isn't really a scandal at all. The true scandal is that the legislature refuses to finance the prison systems.
Well, I agree with you, but surely there's some other people they could let out other than these violent offenders.
Who do you think's there?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're not all nice guys, but maybe we don't have any people there that are like just, you know, minor drug possession or something?
No. Yeah, the governor appoints the parole board. I'm looking at it right now. Two were appointed by Bentley, one by Kay Ivey.
Do they have, are they staggered terms?
6-year terms. The expiration dates are 2019, 2021, and 2023, all ending June 30. So they're there. But listen, what do you want to do? I mean, if the government's not going to finance the prison system, and you're going to have corrections officers in harm's way because there are too many inmates in there and you can't get enough corrections officers. Oh, by the way, they don't fund them either. If you're going to have so many people in there that they can't possibly be treated humanely. Some of those prisons are so decrepit. You couldn't treat someone humanely in there if you had to.
Well, you asked me, what do I want to do? What I want to do is pass a lottery and have all the money go to education and prison. Period.
Well, passing a prison lottery.
Well, we sure
I might even vote against that. No, I mean, I totally understand. I totally 100% understand that we need it. But what we need is a legislature who's willing to do the difficult things that they're elected to do, which is, oh, by the way, finance government from time to time. Did you know, Cooper, we are 50th out of 50. 50th out of 50 states in tax collection. Some people cheer that and say, that's great, 50th out of 50. We're nearly free of government. No, you're not. You're still under the same entrapment of government. But for a few extra dollars a month, you could actually have some services like roads that didn't cause your car to incur $1,500 a year in repairs. You could have schools that weren't crumbling so your kids could actually show up and learn something. You could have prisons that we didn't have to let people out of, dangerous criminals out of, because they were actually humane and had enough bed space for everybody. You could have prison guards to guard the prisoners and make sure the corrections officer stayed in there. You could give them some corrections so that they get out and they're not still criminals and they don't still rape and kill and murder. There's a lot of things you could do with not a lot of money if we did it. Other states are doing it. Other states are doing it, and you know what? People want to live there. They go there. They open jobs there. They open factories there. They open plants there. Alabama is one of the slowest recovering economies. I have this story somewhere, actually. Thanks for your call, Cooper. I have this story in here somewhere. Alabama, here it is. Alabama still recovering from the Great Recession 10 years later. Alabama is one of only 7 states that still has fewer people employed than it has in 2007. And we have 2% fewer employed than we had back in 2007. We're one of only 7 states that hasn't recovered. You know why? Look around. Honestly, just look around. I'm not knocking Alabama. I love Alabama. I chose to raise a family here. I chose to live here. I could leave if I wanted to. I don't. I'd stay here for a reason. But look around. Look at the school system you drop your kids off at every day. Or do you pay $30,000 a year to educate your kids in a private school? Look at the school systems you drop your kids off in. Look at the roads you drive around on. Our state's so broke, we scrape the highways and we can't afford to put the pavement down for 6 or 8 weeks afterwards. Every other state puts it down the same day or the next day. No, but you drive around with broken windshields for the next 3 years because you don't want to incur the $300 cost because, oh, we got low taxes. Well, yeah, but you also have a broken windshield because you can't afford to fix the interstates. Look at the potholes. Go drive down Vaughn Road. That's supposed to be like the most exclusive corridor in Montgomery. Go drive down it. Go drive down it. You might as well grind it up and make it gravel. Look around at our hospital system. You can go to Coosa County, Alabama. There's not a single medical provider in Coosa County. Not a nurse practitioner, not a nurse, not a doctor, not a nothing. Go to Coosa County, Alabama. You can only deliver babies in like 16 counties in Alabama. You have hospitals closing. Our water infrastructure and power infrastructure is decrepit and old. Why would you build a business here? Why would you build a plant in Alabama unless they bribed you and gave you hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, which is what we end up having to do instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars making it a better place to live so people might actually want to be here. But let me break it to you. I've got 7 children. You know how many of them I expect to live around me as an old man if I stay in Alabama? You know how many of them I expect to live around me?
0.
Probably. Where do your grandchildren live? If you're listening, where do your grandchildren live? Where do your children and grandchildren live? You have grown children and grandchildren out of college. My guess is half of you, they don't live around here. They went to Atlanta. They went to Texas. They went to Florida. They went to Nashville. They might have gone to North Carolina. But my guess is almost all of your children went to one of those places. Or a lot of your children went to one of those places. There's no jobs here. No jobs here. We still have 2% fewer people employed than we did in 2007. Guys, Colonial Bank was an entity in 2007. How long has that been wiped off the map? I'm telling you, you can run around and be proud to be broke and have nothing. But at some point, Barron, you're not a very good Republican calling for tax increases. I'm not calling for tax increases. I'm calling for funding the services you guys say you want. I certainly want. I'm telling you, when I drive through Tennessee, or I drive through a community, or I drive through a place in Florida or Texas or Missouri, and I'm driving through there, and they got nice, smooth blacktop with beautiful curbs and sidewalks, streetlights are all on, police all over the place. You know what I think? What a great community. What a beautiful place. These people really take pride in where they live. I never drive through a place that looks like Montgomery and say, what a great community. I bet their tax burden is nearly zero. I can tell it's nearly zero.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Barron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast. A little more tolerable out there today than the last few days. Mostly cloudy, a little cooler with a high in the upper 70s. There is a slight chance you may run into a passing shower here and there. The chances are relatively small. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler. Overnight low 56. That's not bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Comfortable. High 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Then a risk of showers returning Friday night, and especially scattered showers and thunderstorms out ahead of a frontal system on Saturday. Then behind that front, breezy, cooler, upper 60s Sunday, and how about perhaps the middle 40s by Sunday night, Monday morning? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
That I didn't realize the music wasn't playing.
That was my fuzzle production error.
Error.
Yeah, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Well,
I was in here rocking
always.
Out to it. I didn't realize it wasn't going over the air. I don't make a lot of mistakes, Campbell. Almost never. But when I do, I'm the first one to point it out. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. My man Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. When you think real estate in Montgomery, I want you to think Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader, B-A-D-E-R. Not related to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Same name. But not related to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No. Eddie Bader, real estate magnate. This is the guy who knows what he's doing. This is the guy who brought himself up, bootstraps, basically, created a little mini empire of rental properties and said, you know what, I can help other people do this. I know how to buy houses. I know how to sell houses. I know how to manage real estate investment properties. Let me get in touch with the public. Let me let them know I'm available. That's Eddie Bader, 322-0662. That's his number. Go ahead and punch in your phone. One day you're going to need the services of a real estate professional. And why have to sit around and try to track down Eddie Bader when you can just take a second to put it in your phone? 322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader, he's over at the Goodson Group. You can check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroop.com. But Eddie's great. He does... Look, open house is better than anybody, frankly. And he also, he doesn't just list your house. He sells your house. Part of that is because he knows what he's doing. But part of that is because he's relentless. He's a bulldog. He never quit. I ask him, I say, Eddie, when do you sleep, man? You're always out selling houses. You're always out helping people find the perfect house. His answer was simple. I don't. Not until every last customer is satisfied. That's when I lay my head down on the pillow. That's the kind of guy you want to hire. 322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. Give him a call. Our number, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. What?
Mexico is sending troops to its south border to stop immigrants from
Good.
Coming through there.
Good. See, this is Trump.
Yeah?
Trump's probably saying, you like that nice new shiny trade deal you got? Well, we hadn't signed it yet. Taxpayer.
Yes, you know, he's complaining about not having enough taxpayer money.
That's not quite what I said.
Yeah, you were. That's what you was doing. But
well, hold on.
But you're against them.
You're not going to put words in my mouth. That's not what I said. I'm just saying if you say you want stuff, those things cost money. And if you can complain about the schools all day long, but if you don't hire the teachers, if you don't buy the school books, if you don't buy the technology, if you don't do the things that other states are doing, you're not going to have as nice of schools as they do. If you want decent roads, if you like driving around on gravel pits, fine. You've got all the money you need. But if you like decent roads, and I do like decent roads, you're going to have to pay for them. If you want state troopers on the highway so that when you get in a wreck at 2 a.m., you don't have to wait there for 2 hours for a state trooper to come by and ride it up on the side of the road when it's cold and raining and sleet and snow and you got kids in the car. If you want state troopers to be available to help write up an accident, you got to pay for them. If you don't want prisoners getting released, and that's what started the whole conversation, if you don't want prisoners getting released early, you've got to build prisons. You've got to build capacity. If you don't want corrections officers getting stabbed so that people don't want to go into the corrections business, then you've got to pay for corrections officers and prisons places to put them. So that's what I was saying. Oh, he hung up. What a pansy. You know, I love the people that try to fight Straw Baron. Right? They try to fight Straw Baron. Baron, you said this. You said that. You said that. Well, I didn't actually say any of that. You're more than welcome to live in squalor. You're more than welcome to have a government that is squalor. I'm just saying, if you guys say those are the things you want, understand it costs money. If you're tired of the parole board letting out prisoners, then pay for new prisons and more corrections officers. Otherwise, stop bitching.
Well, let me just, for the record, say I am for raising the money.
Oh, whether, I am too.
Whether we have to tax people or not, I am for making our roads better, making education better, making prisons at least humane. I mean, and that does cost money. If it means raising it, you know, of course the gas tax won't even touch it. But, you know, there's, of course, that money's going to be dedicated to roads, and that's fine.
Well, but here's the deal. I'm not saying we need more money. The caller, taxpayer, a moment ago tried to put those words in my mouth because he wanted to fight a straw man. And then when I explained I didn't say that, he hung up because he's too big of a pansy to sit there and defend his position when he's having to defend his position for what I actually said. What I actually said was, I don't care if you have that stuff or not. I would like to live in a place with that stuff. But if you don't, that's fine. But you can't complain about the parole board letting out violent criminals if you refuse to pay for corrections officers in prisons. You can't. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. You either consume the cake and you have no cake, or you have a cake and you don't eat the cake. But I think what taxpayer deep down wants to do is not address any of the problems, but whine, moan, bitch, and complain about it. Well, that's not what we do here. That's not what, we're intellectually honest and philosophically consistent. If you want to complain about prisoners being let out early, find a way to pay to keep them in prison. Otherwise, shut your damn mouth. Ritz.
Hey, Baron. Hey, Jack. How are y'all doing?
All right, and you?
I'm hanging in there like a lost puppy. Mm-hmm. The reason I called, Baron, is, first of all, I wouldn't use Alabama roads, condition of the roads as an example, because just recently I was reading in Popular Mechanics that the state of Alabama had the highest rated roads in the nation.
What?
So, yes.
No.
Have you? When's the last time you've driven on a road up north?
Well, we don't have snow. We don't have snow.
Well, I've driven in Louisiana, and it's really
awful. Go to Mississippi. Yeah, go to Mississippi, Baron. I'm just saying.
Well,
that we
maybe,
have some
maybe the state highways. I don't know. I'll say this. I've lived in Pennsylvania, which has by far the worst roads of any state I've lived in. And I've lived in Indiana, which has really lousy roads. So, yeah, maybe there's something to that. Maybe the whole country is just used to lousy roads. But why can't we have nice things? I've driven Montgomery's roads. Our roads sure aren't nice. Maybe the state highways around the rest of the state are nice. Maybe it's just a product of me living in Montgomery, but our roads are terrible.
Well, I just wanted to point that out to you before I talk about my real point. My point is that, like you probably do, the citizens of Alabama believe in self-determination. And during the course of that self-determination, we elect people that have the same values and that we have. And that being said, we elected people that believe like we do, living within our means. Now, if you can't afford something, you don't just go out and buy it. Guess what? You use or you buy what you can afford. And that's how we live in Alabama. And we don't put a fence up around the state of Alabama. If you don't like it, you're always welcome to leave. We don't keep people, force people to stay in here. I think it's a great state, and I love it that the state of Alabama lives within its means. And I'm not in competition with any other state. And look at California. They can't spend enough money on their schools, and they are the worst schools in the nation. I just got through reading an article in there about how the sorry state of the education system is in California.
Well, I just looked at three different sources: Business Insider, TheStreet.com, and CNBC, and they all have these top 10 lists of best roads in America, and Alabama's nowhere to be found on them. Not to say that your source didn't have Alabama roads on them, but certainly there's obviously a subjective measurement that varies from publication to publication. But I'll say this: money does not equal great schools. 100%. I get that. Totally get that. There's a lot of school policies that go into it and everything else. But money does equal good roads. Money does equal good prison infrastructure. Money does equal a lot of stuff, okay? We haven't built a prison in this state in over 20 years, but we've doubled the prison population in 20 years. So you tell me how that works.
You know what else equals good stuff? Efficiency. Efficiency does. And
So you don't trust your Republicans that have been in power the last 10 years to have instituted any efficiency in this state?
Well, we have low taxes, so they're doing something.
We were the 50th out of 50 lowest taxes in the country when the Democrats ran.
And only Baron Coleman is ashamed of that. I'm proud of that.
Well, I'm not ashamed of it if we're providing...
We have Yankees coming to Alabama because of our low taxes. Then they come here and complain about how low our taxes are.
No, that's not true.
Carry your ass back up there. That's all I've got to say.
Hold on. I want a serious question. Are you shocked by the murderers being let out of prisons after just a few years?
I'm shocked that they didn't let out less dangerous criminals.
There aren't any.
Felons.
There aren't any. That's what I'm saying. The dangerous
full of them. Hey, according to the stories that I hear,
well, my cupboard's not there yet to be let.
Dope smokers. They're full of dope smokers and bad check riders and stuff like that.
I don't believe that.
There are other people in there they could let out other than felons, Baron. And well, that's
no,
the point.
No, to be in prison, you have to be a felon. I mean, that you can't
but
get to prison.
But Barron goes straight to the money, and I'm sure they have money issues, but if they have money issues, guess what? They need to find some way to fund it. I say make the criminals fund it.
What do they have to fund it with?
Well, I say fines. If they're breaking the law,
how are they going to pay their fines? Those people can't pay fines, Rich. You know that.
Well, I know because they're in prison and in jail.
They didn't have it before they were in jail, most of them.
well, the point is that taxes aren't always. I know that was a ridiculous thing I said. I did that out of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no, right.
But the point is that there are other ways to have good things other than raising taxes.
Well, here's the deal.
Take care of the stuff that you
then
have.
Don't complain. When problems can obviously be fixed by money, you're not allowed to complain when the money's not there and the problem persists. How about that?
I don't know when the last time you heard me complain, and I love this state.
Okay, well,
I love this state.
Let's let them all out. Close the prison system. Shut it down. Let them all out. I'm moving them to Prattville. All the prisoners, all the murderers moved to Prattville.
And I appreciate every politician that chose to live within their means, just like we are forced to do. Because guess what? We can't print money in the state of Alabama.
I got you. I'm 100% there. Hey, I got to run, though. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. ASC Credit Union, if you've not had an opportunity to get an absolutely, totally free checking account, please, by all means, go to ASC Credit Union. Because, guys, this is something that you just... Some of you have never lived with an absolutely free checking. Some of you have never known what it's like to not pay for a checking account. You guys have probably wasted thousands of dollars over the years. $15 a month here, $18 a month there, $20 for this fee, $30 for that fee. You don't even know what it's like. The money's coming out of your account so fast, you must make too much money. You must make too much money. You must be the kind of person going around to your boss saying, can I get a pay cut? Can I get a pay cut? I know Christmas coming up this year. Can I get a pay cut? Will you take more money out of my paycheck and I don't care, flush it down the toilet, but I don't need it. Because I've got a checking account at a big box bank where they just flush my money down the toilet every month, and I have yet to go to ASC Credit Union to get the problem solved. You know, there are people, I guess, like that, because there are people right now who don't have checking accounts at ASC Credit Union. Get by there. Locations all over the river region. Stop it. New year, new you. That's what I say. This is the time of year when you're starting to think about those New Year's resolutions. How about your New Year's resolution is, I'm not going to make stupid financial decisions this year. I'm going to go to ASC Credit Union. I'm going to save that money they've been sucking out of my account every month. ASC Credit Union, locations everywhere, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. And they loan money to people, not credit scores. So they'll look at the whole person. Get by there. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. 6-2. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6-9 and afternoons 3-6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you'd probably skip your own doctor appointment to make sure your pets have the medical care they need. In Montgomery, there is one group that truly understands and embraces that relationship. Montgomery Veterinary Associates, with two fully staffed locations to serve you, providing the best possible medical, hospital, surgical, boarding, and grooming services. Most importantly, MVA is led by brilliant, experienced vets and Dr. Kate Armstrong, who, in addition to providing all your dogs and cats' internal medicine needs, is an orthopedic and soft tissue surgeon. And Dr. Scott Welch, who, with Dr. Armstrong, bring a level of experience to the care of your cherished pets that is second to none. MVA has grooming services available at both locations Monday through Friday and a top-notch boarding service featuring qualified kennel attendants that will feed, nurture, and lavish attention on your pets, including supervised outdoor playtime. Your family is their family, while in the caring hands of the MVA staff. Call them in East Montgomery at 271-1003 or at Carter Hill at 269-2508. Better yet, meet the team at MVA online at MontgomeryVeterinaryAssociates.com.
Introducing the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with 33 miles per gallon, plus standard EyeSight driver assist technology. The Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Forester at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. The driver is always responsible for safe and all attentive driving. System effectiveness depends on many factors. See your owner's manual. Montgomery
Subaru. Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Aw, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor, and a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for high-quality plumbing services. They're number one in the number two business. They got that proprietary pipelining technology. And Jack Campbell.
Yes, sir?
When you have trouble with your bowl.
You call on Cole.
You always call on Cole. 279-8919, 279-8919. James Cole, CeCe Cole, Jeanette Cole, Cameron Cole, the whole Cole family over there working hard to keep Montgomery smelling great. You might not be able to have nice roads, but they sure smell good.
My God, your bathroom doesn't stink.
That's right. Oh, and if you're looking for a great place to live in Montgomery, there is a property available for you that overlooks the 12th tee of Montgomery Country Club right on Allendale, one of the most exclusive addresses and neighborhoods in the entire city of Montgomery. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath unit. Three-bedroom, three-bath unit, over 2,100 square feet. And, goodness gracious. It's got invisible fence. It's pet friendly. There's no downside to texting my friend Edward and asking him about this property and others he may have. 324-3790. It's expertly maintained. Immaculately appointed. 324-3790. 324-3790. Just text that number. 324-3790. Ask Edward about the three-bedroom, three-bath unit on Allendale that's for sale. Overlooking the golf course.
Not for sale.
For lease. For lease. Overlooking the golf course. Just text him.